The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, a player that has been under enormous pressure, well, they all are, but one that has been, I think, particularly under enormous pressure because he's high profile and he's off to another club next year, is Daly Cherry Evans, our halfback. And I'm pleased to say that Daly joins us on Sports Today. Good evening, Daly.
Good evening.
Mate, how's things? How are you within yourself? One from six, and I know that you being one of the highest profile players, as I said at the top, you're leaving next season. You're under enormous scrutiny. How are you dealing with it?
Yeah, mate, it's... The losses itself are extremely disappointing, mate. Like, we never go out there to lose a game of rugby league, and that still is that sound. We're going out there and we're busting our guts for 80 minutes, and we're giving it our all, mate. We're training hard, just as hard as anyone else, but we're just not getting the wins and we're not getting the results that we're after. So it's very disappointing, but as I said, we just need to keep our head down, our bum up and working hard, and I've got no doubt it's going to turn around soon with all the hard work we're putting in.
Now, you've caught plenty of flack, and obviously you're a high-profile player, and you made the decision to go to the Gold Coast next season. So that in itself attracts plenty of attention. What do you say to the people who do say, you hear it, I know that you went to Instagram a couple of weeks ago to try and defend yourself and the team, for those who think your heart's not in it, you're just going through the motions?
Yeah, that's another disappointing thing, is for people to assume that you may not be putting in your best. And you may not care, you know. I definitely still care, and I definitely still put in my best every week, despite the results not going our way at the moment. Everyone in our squad's putting the best foot forward, and, you know, I can only hope that people can get behind us in these times of hardship at the club and really rally, because at the moment we need all the support we can get. And, you know, I can sit here and reassure and promise all I want, but that a win's coming. But, you know, with the hard work that we've been putting in, I've got no doubt it is just around the corner. So I'd personally just ask people to get around us, rally behind us and support us. And, you know, our true colours will show through, and we'll be back in the winner's circle in no time.
You can understand why people think that when a side like Manly suddenly, you know, goes to the bottom of the ladder. And the perception is a very hard thing to shake.
Yeah, it is, mate. And obviously supporters invest a lot of time and a lot of money into their side. So, you know, I can understand that to a degree as well, because outside of rugby league, some of my biggest hobbies are investing my time into other sports and watching other teams play. So I understand the disappointment when my favourite sporting side don't win. I can understand and relate to that to a degree. So, you know, I'm happy to take the pressure on my shoulders, being the halfback of the side. When the side wins or the side loses, it's generally going to be the halfback of any side that takes the blame. So, you know what, I'm happy to take this blame for now and shoulder the workload, but I can reassure everyone that, you know, the sun will shine through soon. And I know that with the amount of hard work we're putting in around the place, it's going to change. It's just rugby league, you know. Hard work always prevails, and at the moment we're doing that, so it's a matter of time.
Now, a difficulty for you and to perform your best is certainly you need some forwards. As good as you and Kieran might be, I'll give you a little bit of a sobering thought. You can't do it all by yourself. So you need your forwards to do a little bit better. Unfortunately, and this is not an excuse, I'm not here to make excuses for you, Daly, or the team, but you are down on trips. I think you've already used 25 players, and most of those have been forwards, and that's what you normally would use in a year. So there has been some reasons for the drop in form, apart from all of those other factors as well.
Been extremely difficult to start this season in regards to our playing roster. It's been extremely difficult to build any continuity in keeping the same 17 on the field week in, week out. And as you said, like, it's not ideal, mate, especially with the injuries we're getting and in the important places like the forward pack. It's been difficult, mate, but with that being said, there's no need to make excuses. The squad we do have this year, not just the 17 players, but the full squad of 30-odd players we have, I've got no doubt that they're doing everything they can to help us win. So I think we, as much as we would love our injured players to be back sooner rather than later, I think the boys that are playing right now are putting their best foot forward and doing everything they can to help get a win. So I think we just need to be patient and continue to work hard.
Well, Jeff Turvey, you talk about scrutiny. Lots of speculation about his future. And look, that can't be good. He's done some good things with you over the last couple of years, but people are saying, you know, well, who knows what's going to happen with him? There's all sorts of speculation. That can't be good for him. How is he coping at training with all of that speculation?
No, well, Toos is a very upbeat sort of guy. He's always got a smile on his face, and maybe not as many smiles as of recent weeks because of the losses, but he still has been himself. He's remaining upbeat and making sure that we continue to work hard. I think it's very, very unfair at the moment. As we touched on, we haven't had much continuity in the side, and with all the injuries, it's been hard to really to get a grip on who is our best 17 this year. So I think Toos is going to continue to make us work hard. And I also feel as though, you know, with the speculation going on, Toos deserves the opportunity to make sure that when we do have our players back, he's at the helm and he's getting the credit he deserves when we do turn this season around.
Kieran Foran, like you, is off to another side next year. How are you two? You're chatting a lot about what's going on and trying to rectify things?
Yeah, definitely, mate. We're working extremely hard with the coaching staff to try and better our games, because as much injury as we've had in the side, me and Kieran are playing at a level that we don't see fit for first-grade football at the moment. We've put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and I think that if we continue to work hard with the coaching staff and the players around us, we're going to get the results we're after. And we're a bit off the pace at the moment, but I think, as I said, we're working extremely hard, and I think if we continue to work hard, that we're going to get the results we're after.
You must be heartened by the fact that Mel Meninga, your State of Origin coach, has said, look, he's not worried about your form. He knows that you'll lift and you'll perform when you need to, playing for Queensland. So that must make you feel a bit better.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to hear kind words from Mel Meninga. He's an influential figure not only in the game but to my rugby league career, and I've got a lot of time for you know, criticism he has for me on my football, and he's a very honest man, which is what I appreciate. So it's good to hear them kind words, but you know, I won't be resting on previous years and previous representative jerseys. I'll be wanting to make sure that I if the picks for these sides in the coming weeks, that, you know, I've got some good football behind me and I deserve to be there.
Daly, without raking over the coals and rewriting history, did you expect to be playing at Manly, say Christmas time, did you expect to be playing at Manly in 2016?
No. I've become very accustomed to the Manly lifestyle. You know, not just wearing the maroon and white, but also the day-to-day ins and outs of living around here. I've got a young family, as a lot of people know, and we really like our time around this place, and we're still looking forward to enjoying the rest of the season and the rest of the time we have around the Manly area. So, it was something that I probably, maybe a couple of years ago or a couple of months ago, had I seen myself leaving the place? No, not at all. But it's the crazy world of rugby league we live in, and the circumstances arose where that's where I felt that that was best for me and my young family, was to go to the Gold Coast.
Round 13, you and Kieran can still change your minds.
Yeah, that's right. It's a crazy rule that we still have in the game. So, you know what? A lot would have to change for me to renege on my deal.